the Mati Honus, Placey also, to answer the Kasha from the Ri, said that the whole spoon becomes aser below the top of the pot, not just the amount that's submerged. And there are actually a bunch of other Achronim who say that. The Prima Gadim gets very upset about it. Oh, that's good. Hara. I'm so slow. Very good. Okay, well done. Right. At least it wasn't the stira. That would really have been funny. Okay, good. Anyway, yeah, so, but the Prima Gadim critiques it. But there are other Achronim that say this. Chavos Das has a similar thing, though he's Docha the Raya from the Ri. Anyway, I think it comes back to down to the answers, the different answers in terms of why the piece, why the milk spread throughout the piece over there. Okay, anyway, let's begin. So we're up to Tzadi Beis. So, Tzadi Dalet Beis. Thank you. So, the Torah said, in the name of the Smak, that if you dip a spoon, a milchik spoon, into a fleishik pot twice, then you need shtei pamim shishim, if lo noda. And that's the psak of the Mechaber. Why? So, the Shach over here, Dalet in the Taz Beis, explain this based off of the Trumas Hadashin. This, by the way, is not the only way to explain the Smak. Other Rishonim give different explanations of the Smak, but we're going to assume like the Trumas Hadashin. The Hagol Sharidura. So we're going to assume, though, like the Trumas Hadashin. The Pshat is like this. When you dip it in the first time, so the milk leaves, and that's going to be the need for the first Shishim. And it's almost entirely replaced by basar, which, when you take it out of the pot, is going to be chananified. We'll talk about why there's no chanan when it's still in the pot shortly. And then, when you dip it in a second time, now you need to be mevatel, that basically that chananified basar. That's the way they explain it. So therefore, you need shtei pam shishim. You don't actually need two times shishim. A little bit less than that, but close enough. Presumably, it's an estimation. Now, l'chora, the pashtus is that these two kezeisim have two different tamim, right? The first kezeis is basically chalav, and the second one is basar. So, what we're seem to be assuming is that when you have, even though we do say isur mevalim zezeh, when they have the same different flavors, but the same shem isur, we don't allow for bittul. And since over here they have the same shem isser, we're machmir. That's the point I think the Prima Gadda makes, and that seems to be what we're assuming here, though, again, back in Tariches we pointed out that was a machlokas. Now, another point the Prima Gadda makes is, l'chora, we're not possibly dealing here with an isser do raisa, because there's surely not going to be tam chalav here in this. But it's still a din d'rabbanan. Now, last time, we asked a different question, which is that you don't even have shtei kezeisim of iser, because the tam chalav that originally left is heter, especially if you think, and you might not even need bittul if you think that if there's no nesinas tam, you don't need bittul. But even if you did need bittul, you don't have iser. So this is a question the Chazon Ish deals with. Chazon Ish has a number of very interesting ha'aros in the Siman. It's Siman Tes Zayin Sif Hay in the Chazon Ish. And he says, actually, though it doesn't sound this way the way it's presented, that you have to say what happened was, first a little bit of meat enters, and then it asers the milk, the bleus of milk in the spoon, and they leave. And then they're replaced by milk, and then you take it out, and there's chanan. But then you are saying chanan in the pot. So this leads to a lot of questions, which maybe we'll get back to, but for now, we're going to ignore this point, and we're going to read it like the simple understanding of Trumas Hadashin, that the two bittels are first the kezeis of chalav that leaves, and the second is the kezeis of tam basar that leaves.
It's korma, so...
It relates to that topic, correct, mm-hmm. But in a number of other topics. We'll see. If we have a chance, I'd like to go back to that.
Why is the milk not...
Why? It's heter chalav that leaves. It's not. Where is it chal? Where is the yisur chal?
Yeah, but
There's no tam. There's not enough chalav to be no Saint Tam in this kedera. So at no point should there be usser. The chalav is an usser.
There's 80 times, so that it should have been the
when you had right. When you have one kezais of milk that's dropped into a pot, of 80 kezaisim of meat, is there any isser chal on the milk such that now it needs to become utter, or no? It's simply that it's not bechdenasinas tam, so there's no isser.
And it's not chozer v'nir and sick of the second time.
Well, that's another question. But there was no bittul the first time around. Now there's no chozer v'nir the second time around because there it's a tam baser that became aser. Okay, but we're going to ignore that question for now. It's too hard for us. We're just amateurs. So that's the pasha pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. So to appreciate this halacha, we're going to go ahead and consider all the other, try to match it up or see how it corresponds with a bunch of other stuff that we've seen so far throughout the year, and see if it's consistent or inconsistent. So let's start with the Gemara on Chulin Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, which we all know and love, right? When you have a piece of meat that fell into a pot of milk. So in that case, we say that obviously the meat is aser, and what about the milk? So if there's shishim keneged the meat, the milk should be mutter. But we say that if you hold the min bimino being aser, then that's not true. Why? Because the milk goes into the meat, it becomes chananified, and then it leaves. And therefore, even if there is shishim, would be aser and ledidan, as we saw in Simon Sadi Beis Aleph, you would need to both be mevatel the kezayis chalav shenisnav, as well as the tam basar, the kezayis of basar. Now, let's start with that for a basic question over there, which is, once you're going to say that in this piece of meat, in the pot, there is chanan, right? So, and it leaves, right? At least if you, after a couple of seconds, the chalav goes in, it's chananified, and then it leaves. So, why aren't we concerned it happens 10 times, right? So milk goes into the piece, it's chananified, it leaves, and is replaced by more milk. Chananified and leaved, replaced by more milk, right? Why is it that the shishim is enough? So, maybe you'll say as long as it's in the pot, everything is mekushar, and there's no chanan, right? The lovely svara that you all saw in the Trumas Hadeshen. But we know that's not true, because the whole idea of iskashrus is only with respect to kelim, not with respect to food. If you held to that svara with respect to food, that there was the iskashrus, so then you would never have chalav nevela in that case, right? In that case, what happens? You have the piece of meat, chalav goes in, it's chananified. We don't say, oh, it's all mekushar, it's all one thing, there's no chanan as long as it's in, there's only chanan if you took it out. No, right? The whole svara of the Trumas Hadeshen, that there's, or the Ravan, or the like, that there's this kashrus when it's in the pot, is said with respect to kalim. It's not said with respect to food. Why? Does everybody understand that point I'm making? Maybe I'm jumping ahead a little bit. We know that there's this idea. Let's go back to the smack for a second. The Shach HaMetaz both say, when they quote the din of the smack, the Mechaber, that when does the Hanan take place? When you take the spoon out, right? Why not when the spoon is in? Why don't we say Hanan right away? Because, right, everything is all together. The Ravon, quoted by the Trumas Hadeshen, takes that far really far. He thinks, because of that, if you have tipas chalav shenafal al-kader mi-bachutz, there's no chanan in the walls of the pot, even not only keneged rotev, which we accept, but even shalo keneged rotev, which we don't accept in Simon Sadi Reis, right? Because everything is all one. There's no room for chanan, we see it all as one unit, right? That's a wonderful svara, and we might accept that svara at least partially. We don't fully accept that svara because we're machmir shalo keneged rotev in Sadi Reis, but at least we partially accept the svara over here, perhaps. But that svara is only said with respect to kalim. With respect to food, we clearly don't say that svara. Otherwise, there would be no chalav nevela in the case of the meat that falls into the milk, right? And we know when the meat falls into the milk, there is chalav nevela. There is chanan. And that's either because, since the meat is its own unit, so we see it independently, we say, therefore, there's a chalos. The Ran says such a svara. Or it could be more the mitzias, that it stands more independently, because we know that food is sticky and it holds on to its blios. Whatever the svara is, you could say many svaras, but that's clear. So, going back to my question, why is it that you don't say, right, our question was with respect to the meat, right, when the meat falls into milk, why don't we say that it asers kazayas after kazayas after kazayas after kazayas?
Okay.
So, the first person that I found to ask this question is the Ramban, actually. Ramban asked this question. It's in Hulin Kofas on the base, exactly where it should be, and he gives two answers. Both are very fascinating and very relevant to our simon. The first answer he gives, the Ran also, by the way, over there, Mandalat Amlaf Dabi Rif asked the question. So the first answer is Kama Kama Batil. In other words, you're right, Taka. The Kazayas of Chalav goes into the piece of meat, it becomes Aser. It goes out, it's batal. Another one goes in, out, out, batal, 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 batal. Now, the problem is we don't accept that, right? In Simon Sadi test, we say we don't say kama kama batal. And they'll say here it's different because it's not in the Sinas Tam. But in Simon Sadi test, we also don't say kama kama batal even by min bimino, right? At least that's the psak. And that's the view of the Ramban himself, right?
Well, this could be non tarulis.
So that's l'chora what you're going to have to say. In other words, we're going to have to say, according to this first answer of the Ramban, that, well, there are certain cases where we're willing to consider kama kama batil, right? Over the Ramban and Avodah Zarah that we loved from Siman Tzadi Tes said that anytime the Shir Shishim, we never say kama kama batil, but you'll have to say here, since it's all one taroves and the like, and something like that, you have to say something along those lines. I don't know, I would think this is worse, if anything. Because there's two Hanan.
I'm saying because...
Every drop of milk that goes into that piece of meat is mamish nasa nevela. Right?
I thought you said that it's not... Well, it's not nevela, it's not iser, right?
No, but the milk goes into the meat.
Yeah.
That milk is nasa nevela. No, the meat. Talking about a piece of meat that falls into a pot of milk.
Yeah.
So the milk goes into meat, that's mamish nasa nevela, 100%.
Say
right?
Lo-
One
lo-
second. No, we don't say that.
Why not?
Where do you find that? Savul of Loa, that's like my cheres, maybe. The real love on
No, I just mean that. I don't mean the real love. I just mean it's hard to be nivla, so it's not going to be
so it does it once and then it stops.
It does it once.
So that's sort of what the second hit of the Ramban is. Yeah. Kimu Rabbana and the Derech Bishol Kachi. Kisheshtei Hatchivos Misbashlos Chatichos Misbashlos Kaachas Bekadeira. Betchila bishol paletas mechos betocha mat mat uvalas mecho chaverta keneged pleitasa mat mat ad shirao no sakilu palta kol mecho fine, you're right. So that's the second answer, right? So enachanami. So two answers to that question, right? Either kam kam batil or mitzias. Good.
It only happens twice.
Well, it doesn't happen twice exactly because different things happen, right? It first is polite itself. It replaces itself with the milk.
And it's
poly that, and then it's done. Is that enough? No, that's not quite. It's working so hard. What do you want? The truth is, he doesn't say that exactly. He said, it's not like this happens instantaneously. It actually takes a while for it to be polyed itself, and then it only could start being bolay new stuff once its old stuff is out. And that doesn't happen. So we're machmir for both things. Really, you don't even need that. What we're worried about doesn't really happen, you know, certainly not to the degree that we're choshish for, but kimlu chazal. Okay, good. Fine. We don't have kashas on mitzias. So that is the basis, as we just said, of simin tzadi beis. Now, if that's tzadi beis aleph, right? Now we have a bunch of questions, though, which is that in simin tzadi beis aleph, And Simon Sadi Dalid Beis seem to be sosa each other. Why? In Sadi Beis Aleph, we say you only need one kezias, one pan time shishim, right? Even though you basically have a kezias of basar and a kezias of chalav that need to be mevato. And over here in Simon Sadi Beis, you need two times shishim.
Where again is the place where we say you just need once?
Maybe accidentally said Sadi Beis instead of Sadi Daled in the last one.
I don't know what I said. Sadi Daled, Sadi Beis Aleph. Right? You need. Do you need Shtei Pam Shishim? When you drop a piece of meat into a milk pot of milk?
Yes.
No. One. One.
Sadi Beis.
Sadi Beis. Yeah. Sadi Beis Aleph.
It's just
but you have to. Sadi Beis Aleph. You have basically two kazais. The same thing that happened.
Is there a thing
falling into a kazais? No. Meat. Meat once. No, I'm not. Sadi Ches. That's how. Who remembers Harobah? No.
Sorry.
Sadi Beis. 92.1. Okay?
Yeah.
92.1. You have basically two kazais and we need to be mevatel, correct? But we still only need one. Because one time shishim, sadi dalid beis, according to the mechaber, you need shtei pamim shishim. The exact concern, the identical concern of sadi beis aleph, is taking place in sadi beis in sadi dalid beis, and yet one case we need shtei pamim shishim, one case we need one time shishim.
Again, you dropped it twice.
It doesn't matter. But what are the two kazaisim you need? You need a kazai. We need shtei pacham shishim for what? What's the first kazai shishim for?
The baser.
Right, the tam baser that came out. And what's the second kazai shishim for? The chananified chalav. Right. In sadi, so you need two kazais, two tam shishim, for those two kazaisim. In sadi beis aleph, you also need to be mevatel two kazaisim. Right, the tam baser that was niflat and the Kizayis of Tam Chananified Cholov, that was Nifla. And yet there, we're happy to let you be Mevatel the two Kizayisim with Shishim. And over here we need 120 to be Mevatel the two Kizayisim. Right?
So that was Isur Vahazazaz, that's what the police said back then.
Ah. But that's great. So now why don't we say that over here? That's what we started off with. The smak tadi. We're assuming we don't say Isur Mevatel Mezazeh here.
Then maybe say we get to it when we do it.
Okay. I guess I keep once in a while. I keep my word. Right. Okay. So what do you say? It could be over there. Of course, you might. Maybe we would need shtei pamim shishim if you took it out and put it back in. That's going to depend on whether you think we're makel inside the Ramaz makel in Sadi Ches, but the Ramaz also makel here against the smak, so it's not going to be a problem, right? But even without taking it out,
it doesn't explain the sword.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, so you could make an ukimta. You could. You could make the ukimta that the halacha of tzadi beis is dafka with yediyah. That seems to be a tzadi beis.
It
makes such an ukimta. But that seems to be a humongous ukimta, right?
Why? It dropped in.
The no to bein tayin.
Yeah, you just dropped it in.
It dropped in. I don't notice it, right? And then I see it floating in my thing. So now you're going to need shtei pamim shishim, you're saying?
No, you just know you dropped it in. Here you didn't know it was a bisuri kaf.
I understand. So over there, the point is that there yediyah between the basar going out.
Why do you mean between?
What does yediyah help over here? The yediyah helps because it allows you to say kama kama batyo, correct? Why does yediyah help? You're the Yediyah expert. Right? Shmuel's the ladle expert, you're the Yediyah expert. So, right? So you're right. R. Simon says Yediyah helps. Lama? Kama kama batyo. Right? Good. Gevalda. Kama kama batyo. But, so for your answer to work, it would work, but you have to make a humongous ukimta in Sadi Beis, that there's Yediyah. Right? Without that, your answer doesn't work. So, I think that you have to say that this is just a gzeira in our din. The Ma'aril writes in Tshuva, that, and he quotes the Smak, that says that the reason why Shtei Pam Shishim is Aser is Dasruhu Misham Gezeira. In other words, when it happens twice, it looks like two Isurim. It looks like two pieces, at least it could resemble falling into two pots, when it would actually be Iker Hadin, right? Remember, if the spoon went into two pots, then Mikra Din, you would need Shtei Pamim Shishim. And we're Machmir, even when it falls into the same pot, because it looks like that. So therefore, since you really have two Kazesim of Isser, we're going to require 120 of Heter. But when it never even left the first pot, so they didn't need to make that Gzeira. You're never going to come to Isser. You're never going to come to Isser.
Why, even now, assuming that Me'ikar Hadin, it should, you know, she only need Shishim once. Why? Because
Isser Mevatlan Zasa. Kama Kama Batil. Like we say in Sadi Beis Aleph.
Don't think going like those sheeted Moses and Ikredin, not a chashash, it's probably shine. Because
what do you mean? What?
The Moses is shown, isn't it? But that if it falls into two different pots, why you require the Shnei Pam Shishim? Is it a
chashash
or
Ikredin? Well, regardless. That's the. Let's say it's a chashash. It still doesn't matter.
It's not zero if it's a chashash,
no? No. How do you know which one it went into? It's a chashash, you have to be. It's not a zero chashash.
No, this is zero. Oh, I hear.
Right? So that's the answer, I think. And maybe there's some other answers I considered, but this is definitely the easiest one.
Does that make the Truman Sedeshans like...
Very interesting, right? So the Truman Sedeshan should have a much easier time.
And also helps what's it called? Questions that from the Truman Sedeshan on the Maharam, I guess.
Let's get to the Truman Sedeshan. We'll get there. I don't know what you mean, but we'll get there.
Which basically means that if it's a Gzeira, then you don't have the Masgrib, basically.
Well, what's interesting, though, is that the Truma Sedeshin then, you know, has a much easier job. Right?
But he doesn't
take that.
Right.
Mecha Tesi, that there is such a Gzeira. If the whole thing is a Smak made up of Gzeira, that's not mentioned in Shas. So if you want to reject the Smak, you could just say Mecha Tesi. Right. The Truma Sedeshin basically is willing to accept all the Hanachos.
Right.
And argue on different grounds, Lahakel, right?
Then it's because we're taking it. Taking
I assume out. That when I say it's a Gzeira, it's not a localized Gzeira to here. It's that we're, anytime something goes in, this is what we're always Choshesh happens.
Like the general.
Yeah, it's part of the general Gzeira of Kal, you know, Lo Yadin and Kama Palit type of thing. And the Truma Sedeshan accepts that. And therefore, he has to come on to other reasons for leniency. Yeah.
Just to help Hudi Svara.
Yeah, and I just don't understand what's the issue with the. Sorry.
With what?
With your Svara.
Yeah,
your,
I don't get why.
Seems like the Bezos never says anything about Yedia. But you could say that inherently,
what?
Any case.
You know.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't. When do you need Yedia? You need Yedia between what? For Yediyah to help, you need Yediyah between the first bittul and the second bittul, correct? Now, so let's say a piece of meat falls into my milk, right? And I'm unaware of it. And I come back an hour later, I don't know how and when or what, and I see this meat floating in my milk. So now, according to you, since there was not Yediyah between the first bittul and the second bittul, you need 120. You would need Shtei Pamim Shishim. And the Shulchan Aruch and Sinan Sani Beis forgot to mention that. But this din is only true if you had Yediyah. I didn't say it's an impossible answer. I just said it's an okay.
But if you knew, then it would...
If you knew, then
you
know,
No,
you knew. No. Shmuel's answer isn't a crazy ukimta. I notice when the meat falls into the milk.
You drop it in the
right? Milk. And I wait a couple minutes, and I take it out. So then, there you could say that there's Yediyah between the need for the first one and the second one.
You're
it's fine.
That's when it was poly.
Well, so I have Yediyah the whole time. I'm watching this as it happens.
But
right?
Before.
No, it's polate.
Well, there's no din.
The polate, when does the plata take place? We actually know, right? The Gemara says, I don't know how long it takes, but after it's nach, then, right? Good. We pass on like Rabbeinu Tam's answer. So, after, I don't know how long that takes, but whatever, So, okay, but it happens at some point. Right. So Shmuel's, what he's answering, that as long as I have Yediyah the whole time, so I know what's going on, right? So I didn't say it's a bad answer, it doesn't work. I just said it involves making a new kimta in Tzadi Beis. It would mean that there's an exception to Tzadi Beis, like the meat falls into the milk and you're not aware of it, then you would talk on each day upon Shisha. So it's plausible. I would have expected somebody to say that in Simon Tzadi Beis. But I'm not Rav Amurim. So, maybe.
You say something like, you say that it depends on the case of whether you need Yediyah for Bittul?
Yeah,
no, but Tzadi, I don't understand. Tzadi, we know what it says in Tzadi Dalet. We know in Tzadi Dalet it says, according to the Machaber, who accepts the smack, that with Yediyah we say Kama Kama Batil, without Yediyah we don't say Kama Kama Batil. Good, Shai. It's the same thing. It's Chananified Chalav.
You could say that when it comes to Rebbe saying Chananified, I'm talking about the initial.
The initial case. One, and then there's Chanan, and then there's the second one. The same Metzias. Okay, let's go on. Yes?
No, meaning, who says that there's Bittul until you know?
Well, that's what you just said.
Then.
Yeah, you, that's for necessary.
I'm saying, Tzadi Dalet base, we say that it's. That.
Yeah, but there's no Bittul.
There's Bittul when you know it. I'm saying, there's Bittul. If you know, if I take out the spoon, put in the spoon, take it out, have Yediyah, put it back in, then it's Bittul, according to Mechaber. Right? But otherwise, it's not Bittul, according to Mechaber. Right? Because you have Shtei Pamim Mevisser, Shtei Kazeis Mevisser. Right? You need Yediyah to say Kama Kama, to say Bittul. To say Kama. Okay, good, fine. Good. Now, now let's go to so what would be if you had a piece of meat that fell in twice to chalav? Right? Instead of a meat spoon, if you have a meat spoon that fell into chalav, that, you know, went in twice, so what's the din? So then we know, according to the smak, you need shtei pa'amim shishim, and according to Ramah, we would be mekel, right? For the spoon. What about if it was an actual piece of meat? So, we don't know. It doesn't say. But we know that the Ramah in Simen Tzadi Ches, Sif Hey, Sif Stalad, said that at least with respect to Shari Surin, we're Mekel. Right? The question is, now you could just say, okay, that's Ramah Lashitaso, to hear. Or you could say, no, here the Ramah would be Machmir if it was actually Basar, because we're dealing with the Bas V'chalav, De'raisa Hanan, V'chulim Chulei, and that is a Kula. Only by Shari Suin. We'll have to keep that point in mind. But that is, right, in other words, just to put it a little differently to make the point more obvious. Why over there, again, let's take, you take a piece of chazer, you dip it into your vegetable soup, you take it out, and then it falls right back in. Whoops. It's very slippery. All that schmaltz, right? Okay, good. So now, what it, the Ramah said, you don't need Shtei Pamim Shisha. Right? Why not? Why don't we say that it went in the first time, it chananified all those blios within it, and then the second time you should need Shtei Pamim Shishim. So, and again, it's the same question would be if you took a piece of, what would the Mechaber say? Now, again, the Ramah for sure would say you needed Shtei Pamim Shishim l'chora over there if you held of Chanan by Shari Suvin. Right? Because if he's Machmir by the spoon, l'chora he would be Machmir here. The question would be, what would the Ramah say, right?
Who said that
the Ramah is Mekel over there. The Mechaber would be Machmir over there, L'chora, if he held of Chanan Beishari Surin. At least if he held of them to the same degree as Basar B'chalav, right? So we'll say it like this. If it was a piece of meat that fell into milk, took it out, fell into milk again, L'chora the Mechaber will surely be Machmir, right? If he's machmir by the spoon, he would be machmir by the meat.
Right.
The question is, the Ramah, who is makel by the spoon over here, would he be makel by meat? Maybe yes. The Haraya, Simen Tzadi Ches, Sif Dalet. Or, possibly, you could say that he would be machmir by meat, absorbing milk because it's a little worse.
Is that food and not a kli?
Yeah, all sorts of stars you could give. I don't have evidence for any of them is right, except I'll tell you why one bit of evidence I have in a second. But that's a question. We'll leave that now as a question. Interesting question. And that brings us back to a thing which we're not going to, a question which we're not going to rehash, but Taka, why over there is he Mako when it falls back in? If you remember, we had three different answers that we saw, Bishaita. We had the Graz answer in Simen Tzadi Ches, that basically, B'chi Agavna were Somech Amin B'mino being bottled a rove. This Avahetar had an answer, and the Prima Gadim had an answer. So, depending on those pharaohs, we'll have to apply them here. But that's sort of going back. Another place where we encounter this in Shaila.
Yeah.
Another place, yeah.
Isn't there a Ramah in Arsim and Vesav, the Trumas Deshan, whose spars go completely out the window when it comes to the actual piece of basar? Meaning...
Well, we'll get to the Trumas Deshan, and we'll talk about that. It's a good question. We'll talk about the spars of the Trumas Deshan, and that's a good point, which might be why you'll see that when the Shach and the Graf, for example, give the source of the Ramah, they have to throw in the spar, we don't say Hanan by Blios, right? In other words, it's pretty clear that, I guess I'm jumping ahead, but right, this question, I said, what would the din be according to the Ramah if it was a piece of meat, right? Meat into milk, take it out, meat into milk again, right? Same Shaila as Tzariches, but with Bas B'chalav. So I said, what would the Ramah say? Maybe he'd say yes, maybe he'd say no. So I can't tell you with certainty what the Ramah would say, but if you look at how the Shach and the Gra explain the Ramah, they would for surely be Machmir. And as Rabbi's pointing out, if the way the Trumas Adeshen gives the Svar Lahakel, he would surely be Machmir. Because all of those, their Svaros, could not be said if it was actually a piece of meat, right? So it seems that everybody agrees. Nobody would be Makel in that case. Nobody would be Makel in that case for Chad Pam Shishim, right? For example, the Trumas Adeshen and the Shach and the Gra all cite that the reason to be Makel when you dip the spoon in twice is because we bring back our favorite Ramban. There's no Hanan by Blios. And even though we clearly don't pask in that way, right? If we did, like we pointed out, Simen Tzadi Beis would be out the window and most of Simen Tzadi Dalet would be out the window. It would be much easier to learn Bas B'chalav. Right, so we definitely don't pask in like the Ramban, but many of you shown do hold that Ramban and we're going to throw it in as a sniff, right? That's what everybody says to be Miyashev, to be Makel here. So it's pretty clear then that if you had a piece of meat that went in twice, you wouldn't need to stay Pav Mashishim, right? In other words, why is he Makel in Tzadi Ches? You have to say he's Makel in Tzadi Ches because it's Chanan by Shari Surin, or much more Makel, right? Maybe because we throw in the opinion that there's no Chanan by Shari Surin, or maybe because Chanan by Shari Surin is only at worst case the Rabbanan, or whatever the Svar you're going to say. You can say a lot of Svars. But in the end of the day, we will be Machmir if it were a piece of meat that went in twice, right? L'chora. Yeah. Yes?
But isn't there also a Kula by Basar and Kalab that you could say Mitzvatlo, which you can't really say?
No,
that.
It's still two different tamim. If you have chazer going into a piece of a bowl of chicken soup, a bowl of vegetable soup, so you have two kazais of Mavisar you need to be Mavato. One is the kazais of chananified vegetable soup, and one is the kazais of chazer. So it's the same thing as Chalav and Basar. It's the same thing.
So does anyone give that answer for why they're not make other? Because it's just Mitzvatlo.
Yeah, but because we don't paskin Isurin Valences. Well, we don't paskin kama batil, generally speaking. So yes. In other words, the raya that they don't just give that answer is evidence, further evidence. We already have evidence from Simen Tzadi Dalet, but it is and Tzadi Dalet, but it's further evidence that we don't say Isurin Mevatlan says that when it is the same Shem Isur, even though it has a different tongue.
And that's what we said from Tzadi Beis, that's how
we're reading. Oh, so that's why we said you have to come on to Kamakam Vatil, Tzadi Beis. Right? Kamakam Vatil. Okay, good. Okay, good. Now, let's go on. So now, going back in our tour of Helps Bas B'chalav, so Tzadi Beis Hei. So in Tzadi Beis Hei, we know that we paskin that when you have a tipas chalav, see, you didn't miss anything. That's what we talked about last time we were here, right? A tipas chalav that falls onto a fleisha kedera mibachotz. So there are a bunch of different opinions in the Rishonim. So, for example, one opinion in the Rishonim was the Ravan. We didn't focus on it too much then, though the Beis Yosef does bring it down, the Mordechai and the like, which says, and it's quoted here by the Tumas Hadeshet, that we're mekel because it's kashrus, right? So even if it falls keneged harotev or shelo keneged harotev, there's going to be no room for chanan, because we see all the blios in the walls of kelim as being mekushar to the contents of the pot, right? What do we say over there? How do we paskin? We paskin like the smak over there, whereby we are machmir shelo keneged harotev and mekel keneged harotev. But not because necessarily the svar of the Ravan of Iskashras. It might be because we're mekel over there because you have that mimanashach. However you understand the mimanashach, like the Beis Yosef or like the Taz, you have a mimanashach. Okay. And now we have the Rama over here. And as I said, the Rama over here is mekel when you stick the spoon in twice. The question is why? And here we have different reasons given. So, again, you all saw the Trumas Hadeshen. It basically gives two reasons. He says that, he quotes the Ravan, this idea of his kashrus. And then he says over here, and plus you have that Ramban, that there's no blios by, no chanan by blios, but then he says a different svar, or he adds a different, an additional svar, which is that there's no chanan at all here. Why? Because by the time you take the spoon out of the pot, what is it? It's a kli sheni. And therefore there could be no chanan. And therefore you put it in a second time, you have nothing to worry about. Now we already saw that brought up in the long Taz about the ladles. The Taz at first didn't like that svara in light of his chumra by ladles, but then he said maybe it's different over there because we're only going to be machmir by ladles when you take them out full and not when you take them out empty, right? What's interesting over here, how I alluded to before, which I did want to talk more about, but I don't think we have time, but something important to think about is that when the Gra and the Shach both are giving the reasons for the Ramaz Kula over here, they don't say that Svara, the Klisheni Svara, the Svara of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Taz quotes it. But the Shach and the Gra don't quote it. Instead, they say, what's the combination of kulas? Ramban, namely, we don't say chanan beglios, plus what? Plus, they send you to Simen Tzadiches, right? Where the Ramaz Mekel over there, that if the Isser falls in twice, you only need one time Shishim, right? I'm sorry? No. Which is, let's say, within the world of the Gra, we would say that we're more mekel because we're somech on ro from min bimino. Right? So we do somewhat apply that svara to here, but only partially, because we have to combine it with the svara of blios of the Ramban, that we don't say chanan by blios. So it's interesting that we put those two svaros together, even though on their own we don't accept either of those svaros, but together we're willing to be mekel. Now, obviously, there are going to be a lot of nafkaminas.
But we don't accept the gross thing by itself.
We wouldn't accept it by Bas B'chalav. Right?
Why?
Because the gra has to throw in the svara of the Ramban, and we don't say chanan by blios. That's the ikar svara. From the gra over here. The gra over here sounds like the ikar svara to be mekel over here is because many Rishonim don't say chanan by blios. Mm-hmm. And moreover, right?
Right. I'm saying if I would have seen just the gra and tzadiches, I might have thought.
You might have thought that.
Okay.
Exactly. But you wouldn't because you'd go in order. You do tzadiches before tzadalit. Fine. A lot of interesting nafkaminas come out from this. We don't have time now, but just take a look. Like the Pisgei Tshuva Dalid deals with some of the interesting nafkaminas, so we'll skip all of them because we have to go on. Now, another very interesting shiloh that comes up over here is the Shach, who points out Sifkat Dalid that it turns out that if you dip your spoon in three times, he's medayik, it's going to be you only need shtei panim shishim, right? And then he's medayik, but from the smak, right, he assumes he's reading very literally the machaber, that you only need shtei pamim shishim according to the machaber, but the smak says, no, you'd need shishim kedeged kol tchiva. So the shach says, oh, I'll tell you what they're arguing about. They're arguing about whether you say chanan by shari surim. Why? Because after you take the spoon out the second time, or this after the second time, so you could have chanan again, right? But only if you hold a chanan by shari surim. Because once bas b'chalav turns into bas b'chalav, then it's what? It's like shari surim at that point. Right, let me just make sure everybody gets this clear. Right, I go ahead and I dip my fleishik spoon into the milk the first time. So it secretes its tam basar, and that's the first pan of shisha. Right? Because I say tam basar, it's replaced by chalav, mostly. I take it out, chanan. Right? Now I dip it in again, and that's the second kazai sabisar. Right? So it secretes most of that chananified iser. It replaces it with new stuff. But I'm not going to say chanan the second time because bas b'chalav can't aser other things if you don't hold of chanan by shari surim. So you only say chanan twice, not three times. But if you learn like that you do hold of chanan by shari surim, like the smak himself, so then every time you dip the spoon in and out, in and out, in and out, there's going to be new chanan, you'll need five times, ten times, shishim, right? Ten times, wonderful. Good.
I don't follow why it's related to shari surim. Why is it like
Shari Surin? Let's say you have, I'll give you an example, right? Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you have Basar B'chalav soup, right? You have milk and meat. Mamish, you cooked it and cooked it and cooked it, so this is all 100% Basar B'chalav. Good. Now I put a potato into it. I cook a potato into this, okay? Do I say, and this potato was bolaya, the potato itself is two kazayas in bed, but it's bolaya kazayas of basar b'chalav soup. Okay? And if you don't hold of chanan by shari surin, the potato is two kazayas in, so I do, and I want to be mevatel this potato. Do I need 120 or 60?
If you do hold of chanan by shari surin?
I don't hold of chanan by shari surin.
So only one time shishim.
Right, good. Right, in other words, once basar b'chalav is already created, it's treated like shari surin at that point. Even though it's Bas B'chalav, and everybody holds a chanan by Bas B'chalav, but once the Bas B'chalav has already been created, right, so then it's koach to aser other stuff. New heter is like shari surin. It's not like Bas B'chalav, right? The only time you hold a chanan is when shneim heter. But if you don't hold the shneim master heter, if one's already aser, so then it's like shari surin. That's what the shach says, right? So therefore, you only need shtei pam shishim, not three times shishim, if you do it three times. And the smak, who says you need three times shishim, if you do it three times, it's because he holds of chanan by shari surin. That's what azay zak the shach. I didn't add anything.
No, I'm just saying, 100% that's true by potato, but...
Okay, yeah. The shach makes no sense. I know. We'll get to all the kashas on the shach. But first, what does the shach say? That's what the shach says. Good. So, there are a lot of problems with the shach. The first kasha is what Hudi was asking, which is like this. Let's say I have a piece of meat, and it turns into basar b'chalav, right? I cook the meat with milk. I take it out. And now I put it in another pot of milk. So would that be like shari surim? Let's forget the other milk. We'll say focus on the meat, right? This meat now absorbs new milk, right, when I put it into the second pot of milk. So I would have thought that in that case, when mutter milk comes in contact with basar, it's nas and avela. That's what I would have thought. That's intuitively. Even if you don't know the chanan by shari surim. Even if I don't know the chanan by shari surim. Because when heter milk comes in contact with meat, even if the meat's already aser, it doesn't matter. That milk, it's true. The meat can't become any more nevela. It's already nevela. But the new milk should.
Why should it be any worse than...
So what you see from the shach is, just one second, is that we don't say that. The shach, at least the shach assumes, that's not true. The shach assumes, remarkably, that to create chanan, you need shneim heter, right? And if you have one of them heter and one of them iser, even though it's meat, then there's going to be no chanan.
Make a lot of sense though. If the whole point of chanan, if the whole point of saying the chiluk between us v'chav and shari serves is because it's only when shneim heter there,
if you formulate it that way, right, then it makes sense.
V'chalo.
But I would have thought.
Yeah, but v'chalo, because shneim heter when it comes
to
the
chiluk,
that's what the shach says, right?
The yeah, so exactly. That's the whole point.
This is the problem with it. I mean, the shach is like not listening. The shach is arguing with shitaso.
You're saying even not, but it's the same one.
We'll get there then. It's not. It's new milk.
Why?
Because you had two types of milk. Was still heter. Let's say you had shtei pamim shishim, but not third time shishim. So the milk is all mutter until you put it back in the next time.
You're saying we're still like working with the idea that we assess after each.
For sure, that's what you do.
Right.
I'm saying that even if
the first question that this is heter first and now.
But that's true. Now there's just I would have assumed. Again, even if we accept the shach's chiddush that we treat bas b'chala v'shari surin, I thought that meant bas b'chala v'shari surin with respect to the potato, like an example, like Shmuel's example, right? With respect to a potato, then this bas b'chala is like shari surin, but not with respect to milk or meat that's mutter.
Why not?
Okay, I'm not.
Isn't it?
You're saying it's pashut. What for you is pashut. For me. Was a big chiddush. I think the Chavos asked this question, so Hudi's bringing up a good point when it comes to Chalos Treifa and the like. So he makes an interesting ha'ara, which is if you take the shach all the way, then it's very interesting because Chalav Neveila or Chalav Treifa, there shouldn't be less of Chalav for a different reason because that's named Heter.
I was saying something. I was asking on Eli, in accordance to the Rambam, the Nikuna Flood doesn't even.
Right. That's the same point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nachanami. Yes.
The third time I stick the spoon in, why are we assuming that there's a sufficient amount of Leo Shalchalov still in the spoon? I would ask for the bus.
We always are worried about the worst case scenario for that.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. We always think that
the worst case scenario
is that some Leos left and some Leos stayed. Some is, of course. We always assume that. Otherwise, if it went into a Kedera Harris, it would be Mutter. Right?
No, it's a Chal because it's a.
Okay. Anyway, so that is the shach is saying a huge chiddush with respect to this idea. I think. Now the second point is that that there's a stira in Beis Yosef anyway, because we know that the Beis Yosef doesn't hold it as part of the shach, right? Because the Beis Yosef thinks that, in quoting the Sefer Truma and the like. That and the Shach picks this point. The Shach in Sifkat Chav Beis in our Simon Sadidal Sifkat Chav Beis points out that the Beis Yosef himself does not hold of this Shtikal Torah. So, right, that's why the Beis Yosef thinks that everybody agrees to Hanan by Shari Surah. So, anyway, he's using his own theory to explain the Bechaber, though he agrees that the Bechaber doesn't hold of this theory. So, that makes the Diuk a little difficult. He makes this diuk and he thinks everything is bediktuk. Why did the mechaber have a different lashon than the smak? The smak, right? Okay, yeah. Fine. There's some other issues here, but we have to go on. There's a lot to talk about in terms of the noda issue also, but I think we're gonna skip it. I'll just make one ha'ara, but we're not going to go into it, which is this idea over here that you need noda, and the Gra points out, why do you need noda? Because the heter over here is because of kama batil, and kama batil is tali and yadi and the like, and that basically bittel is tali and yadi. So this is a very interesting chiddush. We already saw in our favorite Rush, right, Siman Lamed Zayin, that the Rush has a lot of proofs that yadi bittel requires yadi. But one of the interesting things that we noted at the time was that it's one thing to say that for Yavish B'Yavish, which is, as we described, an unnatural tarobes. It's the idea that's going to tarobes, and Mimela will also say that the idea is going to bittel, because Be'etzim, they're not uravin. What's very interesting is over here, even when you have a natural tarobes, we still say that the idea is going to bittel, and there's a lot to say about that, but not for now. Okay, maybe. I don't remember my Ryan Rush, but I'll take it. Okay. Yeah, but still, even to say that in Lach B'Lach is a bigger chiddush. Okay, that's just Torah. But we have to go on. So now we're going to go on to Siv Gimel. The Torah writes, also from the Smak, that if you dipped a milchik spoon into a fleshik pot, and there is shishim, so the kedera and the tavshil are obviously mutter, but the kaf remains asher. So the Beis Yosef asks, why in the world is this true? Why don't we say that when you dip the, I forgot what it was, let's say a milchik spoon into the fleshik pot, so why should the spoon be asher? Why isn't it basically kashered? So, and agav, if you're going to hold it that Maram Lublin that we're going to get to later, it's even more of a problem. Right? Because Maram Lublin basically says that when you put the milchik onion into the chalent, the onion is mutter. But so why when you put the milchik spoon into the chalent is the spoon all of a sudden aser? So the Beis Yosef asked this question. I don't know that the Beis Yosef would agree to the Maram Lublin, but he asks the basic question, which is, why is the spoon aser? And he has four answers. The first, from the Smak, and the Taz quotes this in Sifkat Gimel, is Dilma Asi Lemiti Atu Hecha Delo Nitcheva Kaf Bekedera Kiyam Miktasa. In other words, when you go ahead and you dip a spoon in, usually you don't drop the spoon in. And so now this spoon, even if this worked, would be half kosher and half non-kosher. Right? It would be half milchiks and half fleshiks. Best case scenario. And if you're worried about swimming blios, it could even be worse, based off of our discussion that we had last time about swimming blios. So that is why we're machmir. It sounds like it's a gzera. In other words, even if you did drop your spoon into the fleshik, your milchik spoon into your chalent, really the spoon should be mutter, except that we're concerned that you might get confused through dipping it halfway. And then he says, or you could answer two, that Hagala only works with roschin. And here we're concerned if it's not roschin. Answer number three. Od, the misafek resicha matzrich and shishim, v'agala eina mo'alas ki embade resicha, basically a playoff of the second answer. But the point is, even if it's not vade. And the fourth answer, v'od anu matzricham shishim mikol akaf, afilu besafek tchivas kula, v'agala eina mo'alas ki embade tchiva kula, which is a playoff of the first answer. Fine. Shnaim shem arba. And then he says, oh, and if you hold of my favorite part that I didn't like very much, but was forced to admit to, that you can't do Hagala on Fleishik's things with milk or the reverse, so then it makes sense also why it would be Aser, right? Remember, the Yosef said you had to say that for Rabbi Yerucham back in the previous Siman. So that would explain it as well. So now if we... We'll jump ahead to that Maram Lublin, but that Maram Lublin would say that obviously the first four answers aren't relevant, because we'll be talking about a case where the onion was entirely submerged, the milchik onion was entirely submerged into the chalent, and moreover the chalent was roschen, we'll say, and that's okay. And what about the Eino B'Din Svara? So I suppose the answer is that the Eino B'Din Svara is a Svara in Hagalah. And this is not Hagalah. There ain't Hagalah B'Ochlin. We're not kachering the onion. And it's very interesting because L'Chorah, Hagalah is nothing more than Bittel. That's a Pashup Shat, right? What's Hagalah? Hagalah is Bittel. You put the spoon into the boiling water, it's maflet, it's tam, the tam is Bittel, and bada bing, bada bang, you're kosher. And that's what happens with the onion, the milchik onion falling into the chalent. But there is this halacha concept of Hagama that even though it works based off of Bittul, it's like a matir. Maybe we'll talk more about this when we do Hilchos Hechsher Kelim. And that's when we apply this rule of Einu Bedin. And therefore, when it's food and it's not technically Hagala, it doesn't apply. But that's an interesting svar. Then the Torah says this spoon, again, you put the milchik spoon into the fleshik pot, is aser beinim basar beinim chalav. And even it's aser b'di aved, if chazra v'tachvua toch me'es le'es. So the question is, what does meis leis mean? So the Bach says that meis leis means meis leis from the first time. So let's give an example. Let's say I used my spoon to mix milk at 8 a.m. and then I used it to mix meat at 10 a.m. And then I used it to mix potatoes at 9 a.m. the next day. What's the halacha? Do we say that it's okay because it's meis leis from the stirring of the milk? Or do we say it's not okay because it's only 23 hours from the stirring of the meat? That is the shaila that we have to figure out. Bach says it's mutter. And the Shach, Sif Katan Yud, says it's aser. And he says that the Bach is wrong, it's pashat. The great, exciting thing about this machlokas, we'll see everybody goes back and forth. And every shita, though there's like half the achronim say one way and half the other achronim say the other way, but everybody says their position is pshita. Whatever it is, it's pashat. So the Shach says, the Bach says it's pashat his way, the Shach says it's pashat his way. We'll see other achronim go back and defend the Bach. The Bach is pashat. Okay, so everything is pashat here. So what's going on here? So who's the simpler explanation? So the Shach L'chora makes a lot of sense. Because since Bas B'chalav is in this Machmas Atzmo, so when the Basar becomes Aser, right, at 10 a.m., the Tam Basar becomes Aser, it's 10 a.m., so that should remain no St. Tam L'Shvach for 24 hours, right? And the fact that the Chalav is going to be no St. Tam L'Shvach at 8 a.m. is irrelevant, right? Because the basar is aser, it was nefach l'aser, the basar is aser, and the basar is capable of being no Saint Thomas Bach until 10 a.m.
You could also say rejuvenation on the
phone. You don't need rejuvenation. Same without rejuvenation. I forget rejuvenation. Without any rejuvenation, even if you don't hold the rejuvenation, you're right. But even if you don't hold the rejuvenation, maybe you're right, and we'll talk about it. But I'm saying you don't need a rejuvenation. That's chora. The Shach makes a lot of sense. And then you could say, well, what did the Bach hold? Maybe the Bach didn't hold of, I guess he could hold a couple of things. He could deny Hanan by Blios, in which case this would be true, but obviously we don't want to say that because the Bach agrees to Hanan by Blios. But maybe the Bach will say this isn't an Isser Mach Masatzmo. Right? What do I mean to say? We already know that there's a Machlokas Rishonim. We'll call it Machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. The Ran holds that, and the Shach likes that, so we could say the Shach is L'shitaso, that Bas B'chalav is this Machmas Atzmo, and the Ran disagrees. So the Pshat in the Shach is L'shitaso, holds like the Ran, so the Basar is not an Aveila, and therefore, since it's Isser Machmas Atzmo, it doesn't matter that the Chalav Shabbo expires. The problem with saying that answer on its own is that the Rashba would just say, Pashut, the Bach is wrong if the Bach's holding like the Rashba, especially because the Mechaber holds, or many Rishonim, and even the Yataz, sorry, even the Shach and Simon Kof, hey, we saw brought in the Rashba when you have other sniffing. So I don't think that could be the Pshat. But maybe we'll say a little better, which is that there's no really even the Rashba degree here, because when is there a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran? And that's only if the basar is 100% isolated, right? When do we say that basar b'chalav is an iser balua? That's only when it's 100% isolated. But if it's not 100% isolated, even if it's no longer, the tam chalav is no longer no saint tam, it remains aser, right?
Like the Rosh Hashanah by Chaticha Ruiz Kabed.
Ah, that's one example, right? We definitely, everybody agrees that Chaticha Ruiz Kabed, but there you could say there's even Tam Chalav, right? But even without there being Tam Chalav, everybody agree that if the Tam Chalav left the Basar, but there's still some Chalav in the Basar, it's going to be Nevela, right? So here, there is still some Tam Chalav. It's true, it's now no same Tam Lefgam, but there still is Chalav here. Now that would perhaps go into the issue of why you think no same Tam Lefgam is Mutter. If you say it relies on Bittel, or does it become Pagum Be'etzem? If you held that, like the Ra'ah, that it becomes Pagum Be'etzem, then the Ba'as opinion makes a lot more sense. If you hold the Rashba's Svar, the no same Tam Lefgam relies on Bittel, then the Shach's Svar makes more sense. Right? So that could be the machlokas here. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger, though, brings up a fascinating question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the Shach should be wrong because of Ein HaNesar. Ah, our favorite. Rabbi Akiva Eiger loves bringing back Ein HaNesar, right? Why? Because what's the oser here? The milk. And the milk is mutter. So Ein HaNesar, since the oser is not capable of asering, then the nesar should not be usher. I guess we're running late. So take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who discusses this, as well as the Chavos Das, who also argues in favor of the Bach without coming on to Ein HaNesar. He gives a much more pashut svar to defend the Bach, but again, we're going to skip it for now. And then look at the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Hagos on the Chavos Das. So there's two Rabbi Akiva Eigers. There's Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Chavos Das. Another important question here is, which we're not going to get into, is Rabbi Akiva Eiger tries to bring a raya from Siman Kuf Lamed Daled that we say Ein HaNesar with respect to No Sein Tam Lefgam. That's by Shari Surin. The important question is, would we extend that to Basar B'Chalav or not? Because maybe the Hanan by Basar B'Chalav is different than the Hanan by Shari Surin, especially if you learn like the Ran and the Shach and the like. But the other svar to be maker, like the Bach, which is without getting into so many details, is if you hold of the Tumas Hadeshen, so it should be okay, because the Tumas Hadeshen says you combine two things, right? You'll combine the Ramban, in which case this would be okay, with what? With something else, with Klisheni, and then it would also be okay, right? Right, in the spoon case.
I thought you said
the
Shach.
Good, so maybe it's the Shach L'Shitaso. So anyway, these are some of the things to think about. Now, next, we have this Gevaldik, the Torah is a very fascinating thing, which is that, if there's no Shishim connected the Kaf, so then the Kaf is Aser, and the spoon is Aser, and the bowl is Aser, and it's even Aser Behana. And then, the Beis Yosef said, so what happens if it's Eino Ben Yomo, so you don't have to be mashlich the Demei Kedera, or maybe it's a Demei Bliya Lenahar. But there are those that say you do, right? We have Hagos HaShri and the like. So we have a very interesting machlokas over here. What is the din if you have a Bas B'Chalav bowl and you use it, it's Eino Ben Yomo, and you cook Heter in it? What's the din? So, what in the world is this, the Machmirim, the Hagos Sharidura, and the Or Zarua, and the like? Again, we may or may not hold of them. The Taz Sifkan Dalad understands that the Taras Chattas doesn't hold of that. But what's going on here? Like, what is this idea of, how could it, L'chora, you're not Nana from the Isser, right? Why? Because the Isser is no Sein Tam Lefgam. So if you're not Nana from the Isser, why do you have to be Mashlech, the Demei, Hablia into the garbage. So, but you're not Nana. I still don't understand. That doesn't help anything.
No, because then the Kli itself becomes Usher.
The Kli is Usher. And I'm Nana from the Kli.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that this relies on that, right? That it would only apply to a Charis. So, yeah, that might be a little direction to go. If you actually look at the Makor HaDavar, that was a different sogdia, that is the source for this. It's a sugya in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Beis over there. It says over there that cheres hadraini are aser bahana. What are cheres hadraini? So they come from, this is a very good etza for people that are going on a hike and they like to drink wine. So the problem is that, you know, after a while you run out of wine, right? You only get water, but a good hike needs wine. So what you do is you get this type of cheres and you super saturate it with the blios of wine. And then every time you put water into it, it Hadrianus came up with this chav, by the way. So every time you put water into it, at least three times, the last three times, it super saturated these blios, this cheres, with tam wine. It like turns your water into tam yayin. So this is a great chav. You get to drink wine on all your two limbs. So the Gemara there says, okay, so let's say, now obviously the wine is aser, right, because it's Gaish wine. It's aser bahana. So the Gemara says, well, could I use this these canteens for other purposes, like a pillow, I don't know, or the like, to prop up my bed, to saddle my donkey, all these things. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara about this question, and we paskin really like the opinion that's aser. And the Gemara says it's tali on the shaila of hana habalo la'ada mimakom acher. Meaning to say, when you have something that's aser bahana, but you're not nene from the iser, right? Pashup shot is, I'm not nene from the blios of yayin in my canteen if I use my canteen to prop up my bed. So, is that mutter or aser? Do you say that since this, right, indirect hana? So, if you learn the sugya that way, then this is the shaila, and we pass in l'chumra. And l'chumra, that's the basis of the machmir view over here. However, Tosfos over there quotes that opinion, but then he prefers a different answer, and he says, Rabbeinu Tam says that, no, over there it's different, because isei l'shur b'ene, and here's a, I won't get into it, but a different explanation of that sugya, whereby it wouldn't be a riot to hear. And that's l'chore the basis for the Mekilim. And if you look at that Tosfos over there, he makes this very point. He says, Umikan pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, dikdeus habluos mi basu b'chala, validation is basu b'hen, shemotu l'asim b'saychan davar yavesh. Then the question is, though, would the hagosh sharidur be machmir over here for davar yavesh and the like? So, again, we don't have time to get into it, but that discussion that comes up over here in our simon relates to Sugin of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Shum. Another interesting point, I guess this will have to be the last point for today, that the Shach, that the Taz brings up is a very interesting thing, which is, let's say you have something that became Aser Behana, so obviously you can't be Nana, and the Taz says, Tzarech la'ashlicho davka lebeis hakisei, avalo lifnei hakelev, afilu ein hakelev shalom. So I can't give my bas v'chalav to a stray cat. So the shaila is, why not? I'm not nene, right? Why do I have to dafka throw it to a beis hakisei? So this comes up in Hilchos Pesach as well. It says over there, taf mem chesiv vav, asher lahachil chemso bepesach, afilu lebehem acheres o shel hefker. You find some chametz, you can't even give it to a behem shel cheres. So what's the reason? So the Magen Avraham over there says, the Mahanehu Shinosein Labahema. And that's presumably what the Taz over here says as well. What does that mean? I am a kind person, Rachma Valkol Ma'asav, so why don't I want to throw my Bas B'chalav into the toilet? Why would I rather give it to a stray dog? Because, at least it makes me feel happy that the dog is going to enjoy a good meal, right? Amnena Kishinosein Labahema. And therefore, that gishmak feeling is enough to make it aser, so I have to throw it down the toilet, right? I don't get any hana from that. If you do, so you have to find and figure out another way to get rid of it. Now this isn't so pashut. Why isn't it so pashut? Because when things are aser b'hana, it doesn't mean every aspect of hana is automatically aser, right? We say kol and mar and other things might not be mishum ila and the like. So it's not obvious that this is begetter hana. I'm not getting any tangible benefit in any way. If it's my own animal, or if it's even my friend's animal, then it's pashut. But if it's hefker animal, still that's enough. So if you look at the Gra over there, though, the Gra says, nah, that's a special din by chametz, because it says, lo yeachel chametz, shelo yehein nechal. It's probably only a din de Rabbanon. Yeah. So, and if so, if you learn like the Gra over there, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions, Ein Sham, then that wouldn't apply here to Bas Pachal, a special din by Chametz Pesach, and by Bas Pachal it would be totally good to give it to a stray cat. Plenty of them around here.
Nobody gets another.
Now, then there's a Shaila of using the spoon for other things, but we don't have time for that. Okay, so we're up to Siv Vav. That means we're going to very much, pretty quickly finish up Siman Sadi Dalet next time. First, so you should pretty soon start Siman Sadi Hay. Sadi Hay is a hard work. And don't forget when you do Sadi Hay to go back to the Siman Sadi Dalet that you skipped, all those long pages. And that's what we will start Be'ezras Hashem on Monday in the Chavura. So you'll be finishing up very soon if you haven't yet. Siman Sadi Dalet and starting Sadi Hay. Hatzlacha Rabba. We didn't get up to it. That's next step. I think we are Mekel, though. Though you're right that there are those that argue. We could Eger, Isa, and others. Yeah, we'll talk about it next time. That's Hashem. I think we're Mekel.